So I'm here with the incredibly talented and very well-known Jim Belushi. Thanks for chatting with Sarah's Backstage Pass.
Well, thank you.
So my first question is, in terms of connecting with your hometown of Chicago, is this the first project you've taken on in terms of like staying in tune with the city, or do you have other Chicago partnerships?
Well, Danny Aykroyd and I are partners in the House of Blues, mm-hmm. and we're about to celebrate the 20th anniversary.
Oh, wow.
So I'm in here a lot for the House of Blues.
Okay.
I have a band called the Sacred Hearts, and Danny joins us, and we do the Blues Brothers.
Okay.
And we open the House of Blues as the Blues Brothers. We were here this summer at Ravinia.
Oh, yeah.
Like 9,000 people. It was incredible.
Oh, that's
homecoming.
Great.
Homecoming, yeah. So I'm always doing some charity function here,
okay.
or corporate event with the band, I did a lot of my film projects here, Red Heat, About Last Night. So, I'm really connected here.
Big local connection, yeah.
Yeah, I just walked out of Portillo's. I had a great hot dog.
Oh, great.
So I'm really connected to the food.
Yeah, I had lunch there last week. It's definitely good. I just wanted to ask, sometimes it can be interesting doing a business partnership with friends. What was it about Kyle that kind of gave you the utmost confidence in him and kind of going into this venture with him?
Well, I've gotten to know Kyle for the last 3 years through my son, Robert. They're like best friends. And we watched him develop this idea into this really cool space, a really cool club, and a great model for comedy. And at a certain point, he wanted to make it a little bigger. And he asked me if I wanted to participate. So Robert and I partnered up with Kyle, and I thought it would be a great idea. Kyle has great vision. He's got a work ethic that rivals mine, and I'm insane. And we have a lot of fun together.
Great.
But he's running the thing. I'm answering questions and giving him certain ideas, mm-hmm. consulting with him. But he's the main man.
You've done a lot of intros, like the Rose Bowl, written a book, and hosted Cubs rallies, done voiceover work. Is it sort of a natural inclination to want to branch out from acting and do other things? And kind of, is that what keeps it fresh in a career as long as yours?
Well, doing improvisation in front of a live audience brings me back to my roots,
okay.
which is improvisation, and I connect deeply to it.
Mm-hmm.
So being a part owner in this club, I could come here and do improv stuff anytime I mm-hmm. want. It keeps things very fresh.
Yeah.
And it's also a great place to see talent rise.
That's true,
Chicago
yeah.
is the birth of comic talent. Their sensibility, the comic sensibility of Chicagoans are so great that they train all us actors to be funny, and then we go out into the world, and we are funny.
Yes.
So it's great to come back to the source and re-energize.
Okay, great. And your son has just joined us.
Too soon?
No. You want to say hello and tell us about the project?
Sure.
Tell us how you got involved.
I got involved. I'm just really along for the ride. You
okay.
know, Kyle's been a good friend of mine for a long time, and I watched him build this club out of nothing. And I've always kept my dad abreast of what Kyle's doing because my dad's always loved Kyle. He's
mm-hmm.
he's a jerk in the great kind of way. You know, he's a
okay.
good dude, dressed like. Female Bill Cosby. And this is Kyle Lane, the owner.
Female Bill Cosby.
I was just talking about you, and Kyle and I have just been the best of friends for a long time, and he started this out of nothing, and it came to a point where he was really killing it and was looking for ways to grow it. And I know that I knew that my father was looking for investment opportunities and things he believed in, and it just made a lot of sense. Comedy, Chicago. Dad.
Sure. Yeah.
Kyle is already a relationship that was already grounded, so I just put them together and then watched the financial pornography
that took
place.
I have some questions for Kyle.
Buddy, I love you.
You've accomplished a lot, as a young person, and I just was wondering, was there someone in your life that sort of drove you to succeed and kind of set an
yeah,
example?
Definitely. My grandparents, they took me in when I was 12.
Okay.
And I was raised in rough times, and as soon as I moved in, washing dishes in a Chinese restaurant, my grandmother made me get the job, and my grandfather, as soon as I got home from that job, sent me out in the yard to pick up sticks and rake leaves, and that work ethic just stuck. So ever since then, I've been really working my ass off in anything that I believe.
Okay. A question for all of you guys. What do you look for in new talent? Like, what makes someone funny? What do you have a gut instinct, or is it sort of...
A lot of it is you can, in comedy especially, I think, especially in the stand-up world, nobody's ever funny in the beginning. You may see talent, mm-hmm. and you may see rawness, but in anything with comedy, I think you have to work. You have to work hard.
Sure.
You have to get up there and you have to fail a million times. And
absolutely.
You can see that difference. You can see the difference between a funny person, and you can see the difference between somebody who's worked years and found their voice, developed their act, and turned it into, you know, a product,
yeah.
essentially. So it takes a lot of time to get good, especially in the stand-up.
I had people come up to me and say, I'm funnier than you.
Okay.
And I say, you know what, you probably are funnier than me. I bet when there's a party, they're going, is Bruce coming?
Right.
Is Bruce
right.
coming? He's so fun. He's so funny.
Bruce is hilarious.
You've got to meet him.
Bruce is going to be at the party.
Yeah.
And you've got everybody in the living room cracking up.
Yeah.
I said, here's the difference between you and me. If I gave you $1 million and said, make these people laugh, mm-hmm. you would break out in a sweat and start to stutter.
That's true. Yeah.
You give me $1 million, and I'll have them rolling on the floor.
And if you give me $1,000, I will go and will be an assassin for hire.
Yeah. Okay. Kyle, I've recently seen some tweets about the Red Line. Just wanted to ask about that. And
my tweets?
Yeah, because I also ride the Red Line. And,
and it's so funny that my Twitter, it's just, for being in the comedy world, I'm terrible at it. I hate it. I'm not the internet person, but all my other friends don't have 1 million followers. But the Red Line... yeah, it's the worst place in the world.
It is.
Chicago is awful, and that's why they stick it
underground,
and that's where it belongs.
Absolutely,
okay.
Underground.
All right. The rest of the dead bodies are in Chicago.
And Jim, I know, I was reading that you went to Albania in 2008.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you got the Honor of the Nation
Award. Yes, Bill Clinton and Mother Teresa.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
How about it,
so I wanted to ask, what's the Albanian comedy scene like? Or is there one?
I haven't found it yet.
You haven't found it yet? Okay.
They did. Right. You know, they have a show called Portakali out there that's similar to Saturday Night Live. It's like a sketch.
Oh, really?
Portakali means orange in Albanian. And it's very wacky, but that's kind of like the big show in Albania.
Okay, kind of like AbFab, or is it... Something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It's very Eastern European.
Okay. All right. I think that was pretty much all I had. If you guys just want to each say, you know, what you're most excited about for tonight. And.
Well, I'm excited for the new partnership and how far and how fast I think this is going to go.
Yeah.
Grow. Yeah,
okay.
I'm really excited for that.
And I'm excited that there's a new room in Chicago. And we're going to be one of the highlights of Chicago comedy scene.
Absolutely.
Honestly, I'm excited to be part of it. These guys know what they're talking about, and I'm just going to do a great job for them tonight.
And the thing I'm really looking forward to is Portillo's Beef. It's right down the street.
Okay,
came from there.
I know, but I only had a hot dog. Tomorrow I'm going to have the beef.
Okay, I was reading actually something about how when you come here from California, you kind of like to go out to eat, and you said that Gene and Jude's is your favorite?
That's the best hot dog.
Okay, all right.
You know,
Gene and Jude's is absolutely great.
Something that's really cool about this club, just to leave on a quick note, is that, you know, downtown Chicago has become a very expensive place to hang out.
Yeah.
It's not the working class city it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Kyle's Comedy Bar, because it's such a sophisticated space and sophisticated product
mm-hmm.
that you can get for less than most people charge for valet downtown.
That's true. That's
so
true.
It's welcoming. It's a very Chicago sensibility with a very high escalation standard in it.
It's incredible.
That's a good point.
People have a good time.
Yeah.
Literally.
Okay.
And they have fun in Chicago and bring comedy downtown. And everybody that comes here, we want them to have a great experience.
Absolutely. Well, thank you guys, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.